The building's reflected in a shiny gold surface which ripples and distorts, becoming the edge of a golden shield with the letters WB in its center. Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. Metallic letter V's grouped together. Village Roadshow Pictures. Warner Brothers Pictures presents...
This is New Country 95.5, Country from the Heart. Sending out a big welcome to all the hopefuls in town for the 2003 World Series of Poker. Here's a George Jones classic for all your players in the game of cards or the game of love.
In association with Village Roadshow Pictures, a Deuce 3 Denovi Pictures production, a Curtis Hanson film. Las Vegas, 2003. Hands arrange a tray full of horseshoe-shaped jewelry. The woman handling the jewelry looks up as the door to her pawn shop opens. The stern-faced woman with long graying hair straightens up as a guy with thick dark hair saunters over and places a box on her counter.
Evening.
150.
Brand new, never been used.
I got three of them. 150.
Cost 500.
150.
I need three.
Sorry.
The guy is in his 30s with a strong, handsome face. He checks around.
You have three digital cameras, all the same.
Pretty much.
Well, here's what you can do with four cameras that you can't do with three. You take two of the cameras, you price them identically. The third camera, you price a little less. The fourth camera, you price a little higher. Customer comes in wanting to buy a camera. Figures the least expensive camera's either a bargain or there's something wrong with it. But it gets him thinking. It gets him talking to you. In other words, you've got him in the game. Odds are he doesn't take camera number three because he reads it as defective. But it pushes him towards cameras one and two, which he already thinks are a good deal because of the higher price of camera number four. Or maybe he's drawn to camera number four. I mean, why is this camera more expensive? You tell him it's never been used. You point out that cameras one and two have never been used either. The only difference is camera number four is still in the box. Now, he does one of two things. He either buys one of your cameras at the regular price, which he now thinks is a bargain, or he springs for the one in the box because he plans to give it to someone as a present. And he needs the box so it looks new and not like some camera he just picked up at a pawn shop.
A grin spreads across the woman's face.
You're good.
So, by purchasing this camera in its box, you increase the value of the three cameras you already have.
You work this hard at your day job? Only problem is, my cameras all have boxes.
The guy leans forward, rests his hands on the counter, and stares long and hard at the woman. She frowns at him.
What?
I'll tell you what. If you can show me your boxes, I'll give you my camera for nothing. But if you can't, you pay three bills for mine.
You're pretty sure of yourself.
You don't have the boxes, do you?
I'll give you the 150 plus 50 for the entertainment, but that's as high as I go.
Done.
Straightening up, the guy looks thoughtful. He starts to remove a wedding band from his key ring. The woman watches him.
What about this? What's it worth?
To me or to you?
What's worth a lot to me was my mother's. She used to take it off when she was doing the dishes, and then one day my dad took off with it to get some cash.
How'd you get it?
I won it often in a poker game. It's too late to do my mom any good, though.
Sorry to hear that. Plain band, nothing special. I can give you 100 for it. You'll have your three.
He told me it was worth a lot more than that.
So sell it back to him.
I'm not selling it to you. I'll be back for it.
What's your name?
Huck.
Well, Huck, I'll give you another buck and a half for the ring. And you have 120 days to come back and see me.
Outside the pawn shop, Huck pulls away on a motorbike. He wears a leather jacket and a helmet covers his mop of thick black hair. He rides past neon signs and bright lights. Eric Bana, Drew Barrymore, Robert Duvall. Lucky you.
Yeah, house got crowded, clothes got too tight.
rides past a sign with a letter B on it. It reads delivery vehicles only. He waves to the guard. He enters an underground area where a man operates a machine. Another drives a forklift. Huck parks his bike. Huck unzips his jacket and strides to a door. He marches past a couple of technicians and passes through another door. The sign on the wall by the door reads authorized personnel only. He skips upstairs and through another door. Huck swaggers across a thickly carpeted corridor to yet another door. He slips into a casino lounge where a brunette sings on a small stage. Huck nods to the singer as he crosses the sedate lounge where the audience sit at tables. He then heads through a room with lines of jackpot machines and on into a lavish room lit by chandeliers and where groups of people sit at tables playing poker. A tall, bulky guy, Tommy, makes a discreet call on his mobile.
What I'd like is...
What time can you have us here?
Raise a daisy.
All right. That's the best you can do. Get out here as soon as you can.
Tommy approaches Huck and glances back to a guy in a card group nearby.
Beating up on a whale, some real estate guy from Florida.
I guess you could call that a tell.
He stuck $250,000 change.
I'm down with a little fish tonight, Tommy. Swim with the guppies for a while.
Okay, kid. Good luck.
Tommy, gray-haired and with a florid complexion, claps Huck on the back. Huck goes to join a table and hands money to a chip runner.
$350.
Small blind, big blind. So you want a post?
Yeah.
The dealer shuffles. Huck studies the others at his table. A pretty blonde cocktail waitress approaches.
Water, Huck?
Yeah, thanks. I raise.
Well, let's raise it up then. That's a good decision. You two. All very good decisions, especially you, water boy.
Sometime later, Huck stares at a chubby guy's shown cards. A pair of sevens, nine, ten of diamonds, six of spades. The chubby guy to Huck.
They like their river, water boy.
Chubby throws chips in. The new dealer.
16's a bet.
Smiling faintly, Huck ponders.
It'll only hurt for a little while. Really?
The chubby guy laughs smugly. Huck smiles tightly.
You're betting like you have the eight for the belly straight. Or you might have caught a third seven. No matter how I look at it, you probably got me beat.
The chubby guy nods agreement.
Then again, maybe you don't.
The dealer.
It's raised to 32. Thank you.
Huck stares levelly at the chubby player who meets his gaze, then folds.
Screw it.
Huck wins the pot and throws his cards in face down. The chubby guy turns them over. A five and three of diamonds.
Never touch another player's cards?
Nothing. You raise me with nothing?
Sometimes nothing's enough.
Let's wind them up, please.
Show cards, please.
A higher stake game.
Pair of queens.
Then Huck's hand.
Maverick. Jackson queens. Two pairs good, sir. The winner.
The dealer pushes a load of chips over to Huck, who joins another table with a female dealer.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, great to be alive, isn't it?
They stare at him glumly. Later in the game, a man in a cowboy hat puts in his bet.
Raise.
Players throw their cards into the dealer. It's Huck's turn to make a move. He peeps at his cards, which are face down on the table, ponders, then stares at the cowboy, who becomes impatient.
Sometime today, sunshine. In a hurry?
The cowboy glares.
Places to go, people to see.
Maybe.
See if we can get you there a little faster, cowboy. Raise.
Back at you.
Huck tosses his chips into play instead of putting them in a neat pile. The cowboy smiles coldly from beneath his snakeskin hat.
Giddy up.
Later, Huck cashes three trays of poker chips.
Okay, it's 8, 10,000. 228. Do you want that in cash or chips?
Give me the 10 in chips, Lorena.
Robin, grab Huck's box for me, please.
Huck leans into pretty dark-haired Loretta.
What time's your shift end?
Oh, not for another 3 hours.
My first bad beat tonight.
A casual volleyball game. Spectators bet.
Who's got over? Hey, Huck, how you doing? Hey, three times over and that pays off, five pays double. You want some of the action?
No, thanks, sir.
Okay. All right. Who's got ponytail side? That's payday.
From a distance, Huck watches a pretty brunette, Billy, being chatted up by a blonde guy.
Smell is new.
She sniffs at his offered wrist and nods.
Smells good, right?
Yes.
But it's not cologne or deodorant or anything. It's just me. It's just like my natural... I know it's weird.
Sorry.
My natural...
Time got away from me.
Billy looks surprised when Huck butts in.
It happens.
Yeah, I know, but I keep saying it won't happen again.
But it does.
And I'm late.
The handsome blonde guy looks awkward.
So you guys are...
Billy smiles and nods. Huck shrugs.
Yeah.
The admirer backs away with a smile.
Nice to have met you.
Nice to have met you. Do you always intrude on private conversations?
Well, it seemed like an intrusion might be welcome.
So you're a mind reader?
Body. Body language indicated a certain lack of enthusiasm.
You might have been wrong.
Huck.
Billy.
New in town?
No.
Really?
So you are wrong every once in a while.
Hey.
Sorry I'm late.
She kisses Billy.
That's what he just said.
Yeah, but he's a poker player, Billy, so you can't believe anything he says.
Busted. Suzanne?
How you doing, Huck?
Great, now that I've met your friend.
My sister.
Your sister?
My little sister.
Huck looks surprised.
Little sister. Even better.
Ginger.
A blonde woman and a muscly black guy.
Hey, Huck.
Ginger.
This is my sister, Billy. She just got in from Bakersfield. This is Gary.
Hey, you work at the Venetian. You're the gondola guy.
That was last year. I'm a Nubian slave at the Luxor now.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
All right, I got a point. Let's go.
See you Saturday, the party?
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy your visit. Suzanne?
Huck walks away.
That was a fast withdrawal.
Yeah, well, Huck's not one to waste any time. You're my sister. There's no way I'm letting that happen.
Bad news?
There's quite a few who would say it's a good time.
Does that include you?
No, I had Huck's number pretty early on.
What number is that?
Hustle 10, commitment 0.
Maybe he hasn't found what he's looking for.
Billy? No, don't even think about it. Come on, we've been through this before. Some people don't want to be fixed. They like things just the way they are.
Billy stares over at Huck. Huck rides his motorbike sedately along a broad city road. It's dark and there are few cars about. He turns into a busier neon-lit area. At the casino, Tommy's on his mobile as Huck approaches.
French toast, bacon on the side, fruit, strawberries only. Hang on a second, Lucy. Why don't you just go rest up a little, Huck? We never close.
No time like the present, Tommy.
Oh, I should have gotten away from that.
Huck heads for a table.
Hey, Huck.
Hey.
What's going on, Huck?
Okay, Sam.
Fasten your seatbelts. Huck is here.
What's for breakfast? Don't say you are.
A plaque on the table says 7-card stud, 8 or better. A Chinese guy, Chow, throws chips onto the table. Huck shows his hand. Ace, 3, 10.
86 for low.
87.
Chow loses.
Ace wins for high.
You win the whole pot.
Nice day. Huh? Look who's here, everybody.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, he's back.
Hey, how's it going? What's going on? Good to see you.
Big Bob.
How you doing?
Sammy. Chow.
Hey, how's it? Good to see you.
Michelle. My bell.
See, you in town for the tournament?
Yeah, well, someone's got to try and stem the tide of those couch potatoes. Is there an empty seat?
Yeah, right here. Give me a chair.
See? 20,000.
Didn't go another World Series without you, LC.
Huck doesn't look pleased to see him.
So how was the South of France?
French. They hate our politics, but they love our games. I'm happy to say.
He rubs his fingers together.
Looks like the kid has got the jump on everybody. Yeah, really hot. What's new and different, kid?
Your hair, for one thing.
Ooh. Kid tries to bring out the worst in people. As I get on in years, like all human beings, I become acquainted with vanity.
LC wears an auburn toupee.
How about you, still blasting away?
1,000 to go.
LC adds chips.
Re-raise?
Nice to play with you again, kid.
What do you say, fellas? Not a spectator sport.
Later, the others at the table watch Elsie and another elderly guy, Big Buckle, who are the last left in the game. The dealer deals two more cards to the flop cards, which are face up in front of him. Bearded Big Buckle puts down his stake.
It's 5,000.
How deep are you?
Oh, I've got about 18,000.
Elsie nods pensively.
Okay. I'm putting you all in.
Big Buckle smiles.
Well, I'm gonna have to call you, Elsie, because my pretty ladies are just dying to step up.
Well, they'll be in good company.
Three kings.
Three kings beat three queens.
You some bitch. You're the only man I enjoy losing money to.
His smile becomes sickly, then fades.
Loan me 20, Elsie.
Elsie throws him chips. Big Buckle collects them up sheepishly. Huck looks over to LC, who writes figures on a paper napkin.
Is there anybody who doesn't owe you?
Just you, kid. Just you.
Huck nods and smiles sardonically. A plaque on the table reads, Texas Hold'em, no limit. The female dealer deals four flop cards face up. 2, 4, 7, and 9. LC bets.
8,000.
A player throws in his hand. LC looks across to Huck, whose chips are depleted. The pot is big.
It's an interesting situation. I had you sitting with a medium pocket pair. Nines wired, perhaps, which would give you a set. You have me figured for a straight draw. Now, the question is, am I four of a flush two? Now, with the pot this size, I'll call you no matter what you raise. The prudent thing would be to just call, protect your chips, so you can play again another day.
No, Prudence. The question is, you talking because you got the diamonds, or are you talking because you don't?
You and I both know what the book says you should do, kid.
Is that what you do now? Just play by the book? You might as well play online. Raise. I'm all in.
You sure? Now, you can pull it back if you want.
I'd bet more if I had it.
You would?
Yeah.
I'd gladly let you throw in that charm of yours, that wedding ring you're fond of carrying. Although, I notice you don't have it with you.
Huck looks down at his keyring, which is on the table.
You're right, I don't.
Huck reaches into his trouser pocket.
But I'll put up the pawn ticket that redeems it against that wristwatch you're wearing.
Yeah? Okay, may I?
LC, who has a mean face and narrow eyes, points to the ticket. Huck hands it to Big Buckle to pass round to LC. A man beside LC tries to peep at the ticket as he opens it up. LC reads and scowls.
A buck and a half? You must have been up against it, kid. I know that ring's worth a lot more than that to you. And my watch is worth a lot more than that to me. My father's 1938 Bulova. He wore it through the war, but I'll take that bet. Anybody mind?
Are you kidding?
Come on. This is between you two.
But we're happy to watch.
So insane.
LC puts down his watch and chips.
I got you covered.
LC turns over his cards. He has the 5 and 6 of diamonds.
Possible flush. Open-ended straight draw.
The 7 and 9 of diamonds are in the flop cards. Huck nods grimly.
How are you fixed?
Huck turns over a pair of nines.
Pocket knives. Imagine that. Let's see the river.
A three of diamonds is dealt.
Diamond flush, the winner.
Too bad, Huckleberry. Sometimes it pays to be prudent.
Huck grabs his keys and jacket and storms off. A blonde player, Michelle, slides a disdainful look at LC. A bespectacled bald guy runs after Huck.
Hey, Huck, you know what your problem is? You. You're a great player. You know the math. I think you read your opponents as well as anybody I've ever seen. The trouble is, you're a blaster. You always have been.
Thanks for the analysis.
Well, listen, go for broke, you're going to wind up broke.
He drew lucky. I caught a case of second best.
Yeah. You want sympathy, you'll find it somewhere between shit and syphilis in the dictionary. I'm telling you, if you don't leave your volatility at home, you're never going to be in the same league with these guys.
What do you want, Roy?
I want you to play with my money. It'll even you out. It'll make you a better player. Your money's not involved. Your emotions will be less involved. I'll stake you the 10 grand buy-in to the World Series. We split the winnings. 60 me, 40 you.
Huck stops.
Let me ask you something. How much do you weigh?
No, 150, give or take a little.
How much you think I weigh?
Little Roy cockily sizes up the much taller Huck.
185. Now you tell me, how well do you think I'm going to play with an additional 150 pounds on my back? Give or take a little.
Day. A guy sits at a horseshoe-shaped bar with numerous mobiles spread out in front of him as he operates multiple phone-in lines.
That is an arbitration clause, but it may not be binding here. We may be in very good luck. Why don't you read me paragraph two again? One more time from the top, will you?
Hope this isn't about money.
That's good to see you, Hexter.
You're 900 mental.
Is this a real psychologist?
Yes, all of our psychologists are board certified and accredited.
That's a relief because...
One moment, please.
Okay.
1-900, defend. Please hold.
Yes, this is Dr. Schumann. May I ask your name?
Yeah, Toby.
What seems to be the problem, Toby?
It's my girlfriend.
Come on, Jack. Turn in a 1-900 loan, spot me 1,000 to get me going again.
What did I just tell you?
Dr. Schumann, you there?
Sorry, Toby, yes.
But when I drive by her house, she's out.
Well, what do you think she's telling you with this chronic behavior?
I don't know.
I'm wondering if I shouldn't put you on with our relationship and commitment therapist, Dr. Gregory.
He hands a mobile to Huck.
You're playing a losing hand.
Really? You think so?
This is a classic case of throwing good money after bad. You should just get out, Toby.
Thanks, Dr.
Hold on one moment. Our contract specialist will be with you presently. What are you doing?
What?
Rule number one, be a listener. Listen. I can't help you, Huck. I want to, but I can't.
Jack, come on. You know I'm good for it.
Why does everyone try to take advantage of me?
Cheryl? I am hearing you express your pain, and I'm feeling empathy.
You understand, don't you, Doctor?
Yes, from my own experience, I know how disheartening it is to feel that you're being taken advantage of by friends.
All they do is take from me.
Exactly, Cheryl. When the motives become monetary, it's parasitic.
It is parasitic.
Julie split and took the kids. I think she means it this time.
She always means it.
No, I'm telling you, she does not even want to talk about talking about it.
You might need to dial 1-900, it's over.
Jack leans back, hands on his head.
Thanks.
Jack, an attractive man, stares into the distance.
You okay?
Jack shrugs.
No. Don't you ever get lonely?
Huck looks away briefly, then back to Jack, who studies him with dark eyes.
With friends like you? Never.
Still not getting nickel one.
Damn.
Huck walks out of the bar.
That's not fair to you, Cheryl. Are you going to accept that?
Billy sits partway up steps which lead to houses in landscaped gardens of pebbles and shrubs. She does her makeup. Huck climbs up towards her.
You locked out?
Either that or I just enjoy sitting on staircases.
How long before Suzanne will be back?
I don't know.
She was gonna loan me some money.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've got $19. Is that enough?
That's all you brought with you?
And $1,000 in traveler's checks. Excuse me. Hello? Yes, this is she.
Billy stands up.
Yes, hello. Tonight? Yes. All right, thank you very much. I got a job singing at Dean's.
Dino's.
You know the place?
Sure.
It's my first job singing professionally.
Well, we should celebrate. This is an occasion.
You're right. It is.
Well, let's go.
At another casino.
Good luck to you.
Huck collects chips.
Thank you.
He walks beside Billy.
Discipline's the key. We have serious celebrating to do, so we only play until we double our money.
Okay.
Do you know how to play poker?
I know that three of a kind beats two pair.
Very good.
She follows him into a gaming room.
Vinyan's Horseshoe Casino in downtown Las Vegas.
Hi, thank
proud
you.
Home of the World Series of Poker. The 2003 Omaha event will commence in 2 hours in Benny's bullpen.
Billy and Huck join a table.
Blinds, please.
Huck throws in chips in response to the dealer's request, then turns to Billy.
Okay. In Texas Hold'em, each player gets two cards that no one else sees.
Okay.
Then five cards are dealt face up on the table. Now, these are cards that everybody can use. So if you think you have the best two cards, or two cards you'd like to draw to, you bet. And if you don't, you fold.
Huck lifts the edges of their two cards a little to show a 9 and 10 of hearts. He adds more chips. The red-headed dealer.
Raise.
A guy matches the bet.
Call.
Two other players match the bet.
Four players.
The dealer deals a four of hearts, a four of clubs, and a king of hearts as flop cards. Two players knock on the table.
Check, check.
Huck peeps at his cards again.
If, for instance, someone had a king in the hole, they'd now have two pair, kings and fours.
One more heart and you've got a flush.
Huck slides a look at the other players who hear her. They shake their heads and throw in their cards. Billy beams as the red-nailed hands of the dealer push the pot over to Huck.
That's right. Of course, the trick is to not let the other players know when you've got something good.
Okay.
Hence the expression, poker face.
Billy's smile fades into a serious blank expression. In a new hand, they have a pair of eights.
Three players?
The new male dealer deals a jack, 10, 4, and an 8. Billy slaps Huck under the table.
Check.
Check it.
Huck throws in more chips. The dealer.
40.
An old guy in a cowboy hat sets out four piles of chips.
Raise it to 80.
A woman in shades.
You call.
Call 80.
Huck puts in more chips. The dealer deals the final flop card called the river card. It's an ace of hearts. The woman in sunglasses taps the table.
Check.
Check it. Check it.
Huck's checked.
What are you doing?
40.
The woman in shades again.
I'll raise.
Raise it to 80.
I give her a king and a queen in the hole for an ace high straight.
Yeah?
Fold.
I call. I've got Broderick Crawford.
Tens and fours, two pair.
A straight.
The woman in shades has a king and queen.
Ace high straight, the winner.
Huck folded in that game.
Nice hand. Over it up.
How do you know?
It was the way she bet before the flop and the way she bet after the flop. A good fold is important as a win. Sometimes more important.
Pair of kings. Kings and winner.
Another game. Huck wins a big pot.
This is fun.
Lines, please.
Hey, Huck, how they falling?
Lester. Billy Offer.
Nice to meet you. Hey, Huck, Red Eddie just fed me 20 large. I couldn't live in the bathroom with the Aladdin for a month.
You gonna take him up on it?
I'm thinking about it. Hey, you want a piece of my action if I do? 30 days in the bathroom. How hard can it be? Maybe I can even get him to give us odds.
I'm kind of financially handicapped right now.
So, Billy.
Lester has breasts.
$100 says I can make it from here to the end of the room without touching the ground.
She looks bemused.
Bet.
Lester stands on a chair.
Call 40.
20 to call.
He jumps the chair across the room.
Three players.
Lester gets down and turns to Huck.
10 to 100 over.
Well, you still owe me $1,000 for miniature golf, remember? Shovel against the rake?
Then put it on my account.
Lester waves and goes.
Does man have breasts, or is he physically challenged?
Well, someone said he'd bet him 50 grand he wouldn't get breast implants and keep him for 6 months. A guy named Zembic did it for 12 months a couple years ago, said the women went wild for the breasts, so Lester took the bet.
Ray's play for 80.
He should wear a more flattering blouse. Hey, Hawk, can I get you anything?
Billy shakes her head.
No, thanks, Sherry.
The cocktail waitress goes.
You must play a lot. You know so many people.
Well, this is what I do.
What, like a job? You don't work, you just gamble?
Well, who said it's not work? It's the work the city's all about.
I'm all in. Ray's all in, playing for 35. 35 play.
Hawk checks his cards, an ace and a queen.
Call.
An old guy who put all his chips in shows a pair of nines. Hawk shows his.
Why'd you turn your cards over?
Well, he's out of chips, so there's no more betting.
Two players.
The dealer deals a queen, a five, and a seven.
Pair of queens?
Unless he gets another nine. Got him.
The old guy.
Come on, nine. Come on, nine.
Nine.
Yes!
Yes!
Three nines the winner.
Huck shakes his head and smiles.
Thank you.
Well, you beat him once.
It doesn't work like that.
Well, maybe it should.
Don't leave. Great to see you. How you doing?
Huck spots Elsie accompanied by a glamorous middle-aged woman.
Lines, please.
Huck looks disgruntled. Elsie and the platinum blonde come over.
Oh, Huck.
Hey.
You remember Isabel?
Beautiful as ever.
Oh, thank you.
I hear that your left pocket is empty.
Really?
Elsie notices Billy.
How you hitting him?
Down the middle.
Yeah, we should tee it up. It's been a long time. I went and got this out of Huck.
Huck stares at the ring.
Nice to have it back. I have a feeling it's going to bring me luck. Elsie?
Hi, I'm Billy Offer. Nice to meet you.
They shake hands, then Elsie pats Huck on the back and walks off.
Thank you very much.
Is he related to you?
Why do you say that?
Because your eyes went all quiet.
Huck considers.
Lines, please.
In poker, we call that a tell. He's my father.
Dr. Laura says if you live your life angry at your parents, you're only hurting yourself.
Well, who said I was angry at anybody?
Huck throws in chips.
Raise.
Call.
You know what? I should get going.
Five players.
I don't want to be late for my first night of work.
Anybody mind over there?
Nah, nobody cares.
Your stake plus a 20% return.
You don't have to do that.
No, fair's fair. But do you mind cashing it in yourself? It's just that I've got the best of it right now, and I really shouldn't leave the table. And I'm sorry we didn't get around to celebrating.
No, don't be. I haven't had this much fun since junior high.
Huck smiles tightly, then turns away to watch Elsie and Isabel at another table. Sweet-faced Billy walks away a little uncertainly.
Raise.
Raise.
Re-raise.
Dawn. Huck parks his bike outside a large bungalow with a sports car in the drive. Inside the sparsely furnished house, a guy, Bobby, watches five TVs.
Here we go, Adelaide. Here we go. Here we go, Adelaide. Here we go.
What are you watching?
Australian games. Not bad. It helps with the March Madness withdrawal.
Got any money?
I don't loan money to gamblers. You know that.
Got to get up to 10 for the World Series.
Save your money. That's a sucker bet. You against 1,000 computer geeks.
Hey, foul. He's fouling him. That's a foul.
How about advancing your rent?
I'm paid up to the NCAA Finals 2008.
You want to buy the house?
You grew up in this house. Plus, the bank already owns it.
30 seconds. All right, just dribble out the clock. Come on. Okay, pick it up. Get it back. Get it back. Get it back. Oh!
I'm heading back east tonight. Hey, you haven't seen my digital camera, have you?
Billy's gig.
You think that you're a real man, but you're nothing but a fool.
Dino's is a small brick-walled bar.
The way you run away from love, the way you try to play it cool. I'm gonna say this just one time.
She smiles suddenly.
Time is running out on you.
Huck stands arms folded, watching.
You best remember me, my friend.
She looks pointedly at Huck.
I am the cold, hard truth.
Walking together.
I was so nervous.
Didn't show.
I didn't expect to see you so soon. You're not trying to wrestle me, are you?
What about that celebration?
It's kind of late, isn't it?
This is Las Vegas.
I don't know.
They reach his motorbike and he gets on it. He gives her a come-on look as he revs the engine. Billy smiles shyly.
Can it be Chinese?
Let's go.
He taps the seat behind him. Billy lifts her knee-length split dress and gets on. He hands her his helmet.
Thanks.
She puts it on. Huck turns and smiles at her.
Vroom vroom.
Her thighs exposed by the side splits in her dress, Billy puts her arms around Huck and they ride through the neon-lit night. In a gaudily decorated Chinese restaurant, a waiter shows them to a table. Huck pulls out a chair for Billy and she sits down. Huck removes his leather jacket and sits.
Can I get somebody to drink, sir?
Billy?
Do you mind if I get my fortune cookie first? I like to think about it during the meal.
Can you bring her a fortune cookie before we order?
The waiter goes.
What about you? Don't you want to read your fortune?
I can't afford to be superstitious.
Don't you believe in luck?
I believe in skill. Although, it did seem as though the cards ran a little better for me when you were around.
What happened to the best of it?
Turned into a little bit of the worst of it. Maybe after dinner.
Buenas noches, Huck.
¿Cómo estás?
Hey.
Billy Offer, Chico Bon.
My pleasure. Mi familia está aquí para ver me play in a World Series, eh? You get a seat yet?
I'm working on it.
Mucho gusto.
Chico returns to his family.
Doesn't look Mexican.
Vietnamese. Grew up in Texas. Speaks Spanish better than he does English and plays tournament poker better than just about anybody.
Really? Mm-hmm.
The waiter delivers her fortune cookie, which she cracks open and reads.
What? What's it say?
Big contest is yours to win and riches too.
Let me see that.
He snatches the paper from her and she smiles mischievously.
He who thinks too much is thinking too much.
Gotcha, mister. I can't afford to be superstitious.
Smiling, he screws up the paper tightly and nods.
Okay.
Eating their meal.
When someone says left pocket, what does that mean?
It's where you keep your important money.
Like the money you need to enter the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner of the World Series is the best there is?
Tournaments are for the public. You know, perception of who's best. To determine who's really the best, you'd have to play head-to-head, no limit, with your own money.
Then why do you want to play in it? Did your father win it?
She pops a morsel into her mouth with chopsticks.
Twice.
Was he always a gambler?
He was an English professor when he married my mother. She stuck by him until he left her, after he stole everything he could.
Leaf doesn't fall far from the tree.
Huck looks up at her.
Hmm?
You hate him, but you still play poker.
Oh, he taught me to play. Pennies, nickels, and dimes on the kitchen table. I could never beat him, and he never let me win.
Outside.
Mama was a piano teacher, and she taught her students Brahms and Chopin, but her real love was Nashville. We used to sing together, all around the house and in the car. And I always wanted to try it for real.
So your mother must be proud of you.
She died last October.
Neon lights shimmer.
But tonight, I almost felt like she was listening.
Huck watches Billy as she speaks and they continue strolling. Gold neon lights illuminate a replica of the Eiffel Tower. Nearby, fountains shoot up high, creating a white curtain of spray, which tumbles back to its source. Billy and Huck stand close together, looking out over the scene. The fountains gush into the air again. Billy smiles pensively and shrugs.
You know what I think? I think everybody's just trying not to be lonely.
Billy continues staring out at the neon-lit city. Huck studies her and looks thoughtful. She folds her arms.
You cold?
A little.
Huck removes his leather motorbike jacket and drapes it about her shoulders. Billy smiles bashfully and lowers her eyes as he hugs her to him for warmth.
Thank you.
They stare into each other's eyes. Huck caresses Billy's cheek gently. She lowers her eyes shyly, then raises them to him again. Huck moves in slowly and Billy lifts her lips to his. With his hand cupping her face, they share a long, deep kiss. The embracing couple are silhouetted against the fountains which spurt into the air with increasing frequency. Huck shows Billy into his house. She scans the large room.
Where's all the furniture?
I'm redecorating. Come on, let me show you what I've done with the rest of the place.
He takes her by the hand and leads her down a bare corridor which is softly lit by a light at the end of it. They stand facing each other beneath the light, she small and neat next to his tall, angular frame. Huck turns out the light. Later, Huck and Billy lie in bed, she on her back with her eyes closed, he on his side facing her. He sits up on one arm and gazes at Billy thoughtfully, then notices her discarded purse and stilettos lying in a soft pool of light on the bedroom floor. A poker game at the casino.
All in.
How much you got?
A guy in shades, Lemke, answers Huck.
12,200.
Huck, who has several large stacks of chips in front of him, lifts the edges of the two cards he's been dealt and sees that he has a two and three of spades. The flop cards are the six and nine of spades, the two and queen of clubs, and the four of diamonds.
You've been running over everybody all morning. Don't chase what you can't catch.
Elsie's watching behind Huck.
No matter what's prudent, sometimes you gotta play your gut. I think I got him. I think he knows it, too. Don't let your ego get involved.
Huck turns to him.
If you're so sure. Want a side bet?
Yeah.
The ring?
Against 500. The price of poker's gone up.
Huck looks determined.
You're on.
Which one of you am I playing? Or is this a team?
Call. Stuck on deuces.
Deuces? All you got is deuces? And you call me with this shit?
Lemke angrily picks up his cards. He has an ace and jack of spades. He toys with them, then throws them in, face down.
Deuces the winner.
Huck leans back on a handrail and turns to LC, but finds he's gone. Huck looks down at the rail and sees his mother's gold ring is on it. Huck picks it up and smiles to himself.
That was a great call.
Huck puts his chips in a safety deposit box. A female cashier behind a grill takes the box, then hands him a key.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Huck.
He tips her a couple of chips and walks away.
Where are you going, Huck? That real estate guy just walked in. We're starting the big game.
The guy, who wears a blue shirt, goes off, leaving Huck looking across at the game. Huck takes his tray of chips out of his safety deposit box. Huck arrives home in bright sunshine and pulls up in the drive. Billy stomps past him.
You stole from me.
Borrowed. I had a way up.
Borrowing is when you ask.
He runs after her.
You get it back.
I worked hard for that money. I needed that money. I've got responsibilities and bills. I'm trying to get a place on my own.
If I'd have won, you'd have had a share, just like before.
You think that the only person that matters is you. What you need when you need it. You're a sick pony.
Puppy. Billy, look, it was wrong, but I'm going to pay you back.
I'm not a bank. You can't make deposits and withdrawals whenever you feel like it.
Wait, just let me...
Don't say it. You say whatever you think somebody wants to hear. It's dangerous to be around you.
She starts to get into the yellow cab she's hailed, then stops.
That's why you came to the club, isn't it? You knew I had the money. Decided, why not get some put out at the same time?
It wasn't like that.
Here, you missed some.
She throws cash at him, then rides off in the cab. Huck stands in the road and sighs, his brow furrowed. He looks down sheepishly at the $2 bills between his booted feet. Huck walks up to a clerk at a desk in Binion's poker room.
We're a couple of minutes away from starting the Super Satellite. The winner gets the $10,000 seat at the Texas Hold'em event.
You're in the Super Satellite, huh?
How many entries you have?
Let's see.
Bill checks his notes.
Slug your way through 44 water bins and you got yourself a seat in the big one. 2 1/4 if you want to try.
At a table.
And then there were three. Mr. Ray Zumbro, Mr. Huck Cheever, and the current ship leader, Miss Shannon Kincaid.
Cheever? Elsie Cheever's son? Can you play cards? That takes balls.
Zumbro, in his early 30s and with cropped hair, smiles at Huck. Later...
Heads up.
After the grey-haired dealer calls, he deals three flop cards. An ace of diamonds, a king of clubs, and an eight of diamonds. He keeps one card, a burn card, face down. Blonde Shannon considers gravely. Huck, who has an eight of spades and a king of spades, rolls chips in his hand as he ponders. He then throws chips into the pot and gives Shannon a challenging look. Shannon considers for a moment, glances at Huck, then puts chips into the pot. The dealer gathers them in and knocks on the table. He deals another burn card face down and puts it under the heap of chips beside him, then one more flop card face up, the Jack of Diamonds. Huck remains poker-faced, his eyes darting back and forth from Shannon to the cards on the table. Shannon, who has sharp features, stares impassively ahead. Huck leans back in his seat, still fixing her with a challenging and almost cocky gaze. She glances at him. Huck knocks on the table. The dealer knocks, then deals the final flop card, a two of spades.
I'm on.
A crowd has gathered to watch. Huck, looking unsettled, sits forward.
Call.
Shannon throws her cards in, a king and two of hearts.
Two pair, kings and deuces.
Kings and eights, the winner.
A dejected-looking Shannon gets up and looks back at Huck, who smiles and knocks on the table. Shannon knocks. She gives Huck a resigned smile and goes. Zumbro.
Must be tough playing in the shadow of your father.
Little coffee housing for distraction?
No, you wouldn't be bothered by anything like that. I mean, you wouldn't have gotten this far if you couldn't stand on your own 2 feet.
Huck finishes stacking up his chips and gives Zumbro a dubious look. The dealer deals their cards face down. Zumbro looks at his and bets.
I'm all in.
He moves several stacks of chips forward. Huck leans forward and looks Zumbro in the eye.
You're not trying to steal the blinds, are you?
Zumbro clamps his lips together and raises his eyebrows as he returns Huck's stare.
How much does he have?
The elderly bespectacled dealer slowly checks Zumbro's chip stack.
Jesus, old man, where you learn to count, huh?
The dealer knocks a stack over.
It's plenty of stack.
$5,100, sir.
Call.
Pair eights.
Tens to eights.
Zumbro winces and lowers his head. The dealer bangs on the table, then deals three flop cards, a queen, a nine, and a four.
Tens to eights still stand.
An official is commentating. Zumbro shifts uneasily. A two of diamonds is dealt next.
Pair of tens are still tall. Last card.
Hold.
A six of diamonds is dealt.
The tens stand up. Mr. Cheever wins a seat in the World Series.
Huck stands up and smiles smugly at Zumbro.
Sorry I won't be seeing you at the big dance.
Zumbro smiles sardonically. Huck walks away.
Hey, wait a minute. There's only two burn cards.
What?
There are only two cards face down beneath the chips beside the dealer.
Mr. Cheever! Mr. Cheever!
Huck turns, and the official motions him back to the table.
I'm afraid we've had a misdeal.
What do you mean you've had a misdeal?
No card was burned. The dealer neglected to burn a card before the river.
Yeah, well, that's not my problem. Card laid's a card laid.
I'm sorry, Huck, but house rules require a card to be burned before any cards are turned. And in the event of this situation, the card is put back, it's used as a burn card, and then a new river is dealt.
Huck's expression darkens. The official goes back to the embarrassed-looking dealer.
Take back the six.
The dealer obeys with a pained look.
Burn it.
The dealer puts it face down with the other two burn cards.
Deal the river.
The old man picks up the deck sheepishly and deals. It's an eight.
Yeah! Yeah, baby!
A set. Three eights, the winner.
Guess you won't be needing to press your dress quite yet, Cinderella.
Huck approaches Roy in a lounge with pillars made to look like gnarled tree trunks. Roy eats with chopsticks.
I heard about the miss deal. Boy, talk about a bad beat, huh?
Okay, so you put up the 10. You split anything I win 50-50.
70-30.
What happened to 60-40?
Went away. Your 10s went down to a set of 8s.
Okay, 65-35.
Roy shoots him a dismissive glance and pokes at his food.
Fine, 70-30.
Roy smiles and nods. He puts down his bowl briefly to take a wad of cash from his trouser pocket. He drops the money on the table.
I need an extra 1,200.
Roy stares at him.
It's that or no deal.
Bespectacled, Roy smiles and shrugs. He puts down his chopsticks and bowl and reaches into his other trouser pocket for more cash. Huck holds out his hand, palm up. Roy rapidly counts bills off a wad, folds them and holds them between his middle and forefinger. Huck grabs them and walks off, tucking the money into the inside pocket of his leather jacket. Huck walks into the men's room where Lester sits on a sun lounger with his feet up. He has a pillow behind him.
You took the bet.
It's like stealing money. Look at him, checking up on me. He's so hoping I'm going to sneak out.
He's having a party now, 3 days into it. In a week, you'll be begging to get out of here. You play any golf lately?
A little.
A little. Four handicap, he says a little.
Six from the black tees.
I tell you what, I'll bet you 5,000 that you can't run 5 miles, shoot 18 holes of golf, 7, 8 or under, in 3 hours or less.
Forget it.
Room service.
Oh, yeah. Put it right here, boss.
Hey, Paulie's right outside that door just in case he's thinking of trying anything. Think about that bed, Huck.
A food trolley.
Comfort food.
Huck waits on the open-air landing outside the door of Suzanne's apartment. He takes out Roy's money, counts out 12 bills, and puts the rest back in his pocket. He reaches for a flyer, which is attached to the apartment door handle with an elastic band. He slips the cash into the folded flyer for Ace Cleaners, then gets out a pen. Pulling the top off with his teeth and holding the flyer against the door, Huck writes, "I'm sorry." He then slides the flyer under the door. Huck walks off past an azure blue pool. Water cascades out of a rockery in the centre of it. And Suzanne's, Billy stares out of a window. Huck is on his bike and about to put on his helmet when he sees Billy walking towards him. He turns off the ignition, puts his helmet down and gets off the bike. Billy, in a dressing gown, walks up to him.
Hi.
Hi.
She stands sullenly, arms folded. Huck breathes in deeply and looks into her eyes.
I'm truly sorry, Billy.
Looking unmoved, she shrugs and averts her eyes briefly, then fixes him with a cold stare.
I want you to give me another chance.
She continues staring, poker-faced.
Why should I?
You know what you said before about everybody trying not to be lonely? I feel like we have a chance of something special here. And if you cut it off now, we'll never know.
A hint of warmth creeps into her expression. Huck shuffles uneasily, his brow furrowed.
Why don't you just come have breakfast with me and see how it goes?
There's a glimmer of a smile in her eyes. A guy plays a slot machine in the diner Huck and Billy are in. A waitress clears the couple's plates.
Thanks. Don't you ever sleep?
I don't need much sleep.
So you play poker instead. Why do you like it so much? Is it the money?
The money's just a way of keeping score. Poker is competition in the purest sense. It doesn't matter who you are or what you are. Everybody's equal at the table.
But you can't have sympathy and win. In order for you to win, someone else has to lose. It seems so cruel. So you just gamble all the time?
I never bet on sports, never play against the house, and I only bet on my skills against the skills of other people.
That sounds like an alcoholic saying, I only drink tequila. What about Festus, or whatever his name is, jumping across the floor? You bet on that.
Chair thing's an old gag, and I did it for you because I thought you'd think it was funny.
Huck's eyes dart to the door as someone comes in. Billy turns and sees Elsie walking towards them.
It's over.
Mr. Cheever.
I thought you might be here. I hear Roy DeRusha's backing you. You know I'd have backed you if you asked me.
If I'd asked.
Hello? Yes. Excuse me. Yes, it is available.
It's the second time I've seen you with her. Must be some kind of record.
She thinks I'm compulsive.
Are you?
If I am, I'm not hurting anyone but myself.
Oh, touche. You know, it was a good day when I figured out how to play poker and have a life, too. I recommend it.
The Grecian formulas in aisle three. Where'd you come for the waffles?
Not a bad idea. Good to see the setting of the old town left.
Elsie gets out cards and sits.
Now, humor me a minute. How would you have played this?
Elsie lays eight pairs of cards in a semicircle face down on the diner table.
Okay, here's how it went. C3 bets, C4 he raises, C5 and 6 fold. C7 calls, C8 fold, C1 raises over the top. C2 and 3 fold, C4 and 7 call. Only three players left to see the flop.
Here's C4, the raise and the call. You're sitting on something.
Yeah. Hand 4 has two aces. Now the flop cards.
Flop comes, king of spades, four clubs, jack of hearts. Hand 1 checks. I bet hand 7 folds. Hand 1 raises.
Sandbag. Probably two pair or three of a kind.
Yeah, most likely. He's certain to make a small raise and he
calls.
Why do you say that?
He reads you for pocket aces. Wants to drag you along, get at least another betting before he puts the hammer down.
Risky. I might improve.
Well, if he's two pair, he's 74% favorite, and three of a kind makes him 90.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Two of us left. On the turn, 6 of clubs. No help, I check.
He bets.
Mm-hmm. I call. Okay, on the river, what should show up? Another ace. Makes me the man and a half, three aces. So I bet. He says, I don't think he had aces going in. I think you got stubborn with a bully ace. I think my hand is still tall. And he raises. Big. Something doesn't feel right, like I'm about to walk into Hydra with his nine heads. So I call and I turn over my pocket aces. And he rolls over.
Two clubs. One of them a king.
Elsie, who has a neat moustache, nods and stares intensely.
You got it. A club flush and a come all along.
He turns the jack and king of clubs.
It was a $267,000 lesson. I should have gotten away from it. I had such a hard on for my aces, I never looked beyond the obvious. What's the worst thing could happen to a poker player?
Lose his nerve.
What else?
Huck shrugs.
Nobody's that much better than anybody else at the big tables. They have different styles, different ways of doing things, but everybody knows how to play.
With one deft sweeping move, LC fans the pack out on the table.
The key to winning is watching and understanding.
LC stares down at the cards with a troubled look.
There's things I don't see anymore. A blind spot.
Huck eyes him.
It's just a hand. Could have happened to anybody.
Elsie collects up the cards.
You saw it.
Father and son hold each other's gaze, a hint of a smile in their eyes.
Okay, guts. Head to head, a nickel a pop.
Why not a dime?
Let's go.
They hurriedly reach into their pockets and pull out cash. They count out 1,000 each and put it down on the table as a stake.
$2,000 burn.
LC shuffles and deals two cards each, face down. The men lift the edges of their cards to peep at them.
I'm in. I'm with you. Queen 7. Queen 10.
Huck counts out more notes. LC taps the table to show Huck he wants the money he's due. LC deals one more card each.
Check. I'm in.
Huck folds.
Rianni.
Huck counts out more cash. He puts it on the ante pile. LC looks steadily at Huck as he shuffles, then deals two cards each. Huck checks his cards.
I'm in.
Call.
King 10.
Big slick.
LC has an ace and a king. Huck pays up uneasily. LC deals one more card each.
Check.
I mean, call.
LC's card is a three to add to the ace, king.
Pair of tens.
Huck gestures for LC to hand over the money he owes. He does. Their cards are left on the table, face up. LC deals two more cards each, face down.
I'm in.
I've improved.
You needed to.
Call.
Caught the cowboy. Kings and tens.
Caught the bullet in his little friend, aces and threes.
They're including the other cards.
You might want to think about quitting because I've got the best of it.
Rianni, $4,000 burn.
I don't want to clean you out, Huckleberry.
You playing or not?
Be happy till you have nothing left.
Billy walks into the diner. She sees the poker game and stops before she gets to the table. Her smile fades. Huck has dealt.
I'm in.
Huck studies his father's closed face.
Call. Jack 4.
Nice read. I'm weak, but not quite that weak. Jack 5.
Huck lowers his eyes and shakes his head, then hands over the last of his cash.
I'm in.
He's bet before he's even got a card. Huck glowers and deals one each, then puts the deck down and studies what is dealt himself. He looks dispirited and edgy. He looks at LC, who beams smugly. Huck folds and shoves the cards across the table.
Ooh. Cheers.
LC collects the $2,000 ante or pot. He takes his $1,000 stake and lays it aside, then puts the rest of the notes together, taps them on the table to straighten them, and puts them down in front of Huck.
This was your stake with the big one.
Take it.
I don't want it. Pick it up.
Pick it up!
I could have played it safe. That's not who I am. You got it backwards, kid. You play cards the way you should lead your life, and you lead your life the way you should play cards. Maybe everybody has a blind spot. Maybe everybody has to learn from their mistakes.
LC takes the money back and puts it with his stake.
I sure learned from mine.
Huck stares down at the table. LC swings round to get up from the bench seat and notices Billy. He nods.
Fun game?
Yeah.
You've come a long way since pennies, nickels, and dimes on the kitchen table.
Huck glances at his father, then gets up.
Excuse me a minute.
Huck walks off.
Boys will be boys.
Fathers will be fathers.
I tried to give it back to him.
You could leave it on the table.
Then the waitress would get a $10,000 tip. Yeah, well, if he's going to take anything from me, he's going to have to win it. And that's not likely to happen.
Billy lowers her eyes and considers.
Maybe giving and receiving are more complicated than winning and losing.
She looks at him.
So?
He nods and smiles pensively.
Game is over.
Huck's on his mobile as he and Billy come out of the store diner.
Right. 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 Yeah, okay, Eddie. He'll go for it. He'll go for the 10. You want to come along? Some moral support?
Sure. I'm getting an education on what it's like not to be compulsive.
Come on.
Just so we're straight, you have to run 5 miles, shoot 18 holes of golf, 78 strokes or under in less than 3 hours. And the ball has to be in the cup before the time expires for $10,000. Bet?
She holds a stopwatch.
She holds where I can see it. Bet?
Bet.
You ready?
Ready.
Get set. Go!
Go!
Driving a Cadillac, Eddie hands the watch to Billy, then they follow Huck, who runs.
19 seconds. 20. 21. 22.
Billy, every couple of minutes will do just fine.
Billy sits on the seat back of the open Cadillac. Huck runs alongside.
20 minutes.
The sun blazes down.
You've gone 3 miles.
They pass through a suburb, then a housing estate under construction.
Pop the trunk!
Pop the trunk!
Huck runs up and grabs a set of golf clubs out of the trunk. Looking tired, he runs onto a beautifully manicured golf course, chooses an iron, then puts the golf bag down. He walks on a little, stops, and looks out at a lake ahead of him.
Hit a duck and it's 2 strokes!
Huck puts the ball on a tee and whacks it.
All right, you get the golf cart. We'll meet you on the green.
Great shot!
Huck picks up his bag and runs to his ball. Eddie, a portly guy, waddles after him. Huck makes a second shot and ends up on the green of the first hole, which is a par 4 hole. For his third shot, he uses a putter. As the ball rolls towards the hole, Huck rushes to take out the flag. The ball stops just short of the hole. Shot 4 sinks the ball. Huck retrieves the ball and puts the flag back. Billy zips by on the golf buggy.
How many shots?
4! Damn it! Yeah, move over, I'll drive.
They follow Huck across a construction site.
46 minutes and 50 seconds!
On the course, a woman takes a shot.
4!
Hearing Huck, they duck. He hits his ball, runs across scrubland and back onto the course where he passes the other players.
Playing through.
Huck runs on. He's now on hole 5, marked as a par 4 hole. The golf buggy zips by. Huck runs on. Huck drops his bag on a green and sinks a putt.
Yes!
Hole 10. The stone marker says it's a par 4.
2 hours and 13 minutes and you're 2 shots ahead!
Huck's in a huge sandy bunker.
You're in the rough, Huckster!
He hits the ball from the rough. The flag in the hole deflects the ball. Later, Huck is in more scrubland. He hits the ball back onto the course. On the green, he takes the flag out of the hole and putts the ball. It stops right on the edge of the hole. Huck runs along a sculpted pathway round the course.
There's the last hole, Hucky baby!
Worn out, Huck runs back onto the course and throws down his bag.
You only have 7 minutes and 45 seconds!
The buggy pulls up.
You bogey this! You're toast.
That's 75.
Only 3 more.
Huck, in long shorts, polo shirt and baseball cap, runs to his ball, which is on a mown lakeside stretch. The buggy pulls up beside him again.
Wow. You should have put some hazards on this hole.
They watch as Huck swings. The ball lands in a bunker.
Yes, shit!
76 shots!
All right.
Leaving his bag, Huck jogs off to the bunker. The buggy follows. Eddie and Billy get out and run to the edge of the bunker.
2 hours, 57 minutes and 40 seconds!
You shake this, it's all over!
Huck inhales deeply, then exhales. He swings.
Get in the hole!
Stay out of the hole! Go, ball, go! Yes, baby, legs, legs, legs! Good boy, good boy!
The ball's on the green, yards from the hole.
All right.
Huck runs up.
It's not an impossible putt. I think Jack Nicklaus made it once.
2 hours, 59 minutes, and 46 seconds. 47, 48, 49.
Your dick's beginning to sweat.
50, 51, 52.
Your arms are heavy.
54, 55, 56, 57, 58.
Huck putts. The ball rolls towards the hole.
Yes! Woo!
Billy checks the stopwatch. Her smile fades.
3 hours and 2 seconds.
Huck's smile vanishes.
You lost.
Huck looks devastated.
Yes! 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 I win! I win! I win! I win!
Eddie dances around.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Yes!
Eddie takes his call.
Yeah. 3 hours and 2 seconds. Yeah.
Billy and Huck get in the buggy.
2 seconds, baby, yeah! Hey, where are you going?
I'll catch up with you.
Where's my money? Come back here!
How come you couldn't have helped me out a little?
Helped you out?
Yeah, just a couple of seconds.
You mean cheated? Is that what you mean by moral support?
I'm stuck 20,000 and I still got no entry fee.
I don't lie, cheat, or steal for anything or anyone.
All you had to do was give me a little edge.
Call what you like, it's cheating.
It was 2 seconds. Anybody would have done that.
I don't believe that.
It's the way it is.
You always have the hard answers, don't you? How do you live with yourself?
You mean the easy answers, Billy.
No, I mean the hard ones.
He grabs his golf bag as they pass it.
I don't want to see you anymore. Just stop this thing.
He does, and she gets off.
Billy, what are you doing?
She walks away.
Making a good fold.
Billy waves goodbye without turning to look at him. He slaps the buggy's steering wheel. Troubled and frustrated, Huck watches her walk away across the course. Night. At home, Huck is stretched out on a sun lounger beside his empty pool. He stares into space. Hearing footsteps, he turns.
Hey, what happened to your furniture?
Who are you?
Two thugs.
Mr. DeRusher was upset to hear you lost his 10 grand to Ready Eddie.
Tell Mr. DeRusher he's got nothing to worry about. You got a seat in the big show.
Nice pool. Shame there's no water.
They lift him on the sun lounger.
Hey!
And throw him into the deep but empty pool. Sprawled on his stomach, Huck tries in vain to get up.
You get 24 hours to return Mr. DeRusher's money or get a seat in the tournament.
Suzanne opens her front door.
What happened to you?
His face is badly bruised.
Is Billy here?
Do you believe in karma?
Is this a trick question?
Everyone over 21 gets what they deserve.
Huck stares at her with dark, intense eyes.
Come on, Suzanne. Give me a little more than that.
Her stern expression softens. She lets him in.
I'm sorry, Suzanne. About everything.
Suzanne opens the freezer door.
Her seeing me wasn't her fault. It was mine.
I know you and I know Billy.
She gets out a bag of frozen peas and hands it to Huck, who puts it against his left cheekbone.
What are you doing here? This isn't your style, going out on the limb.
Some people think I spend my whole life out on the limb.
Maybe at the poker table. But in real life, you play it pretty tight.
Auburn-haired Suzanne, who's in her dressing gown, eyes him.
More power to Billy. She got 30 of you.
Huck returns her gaze, then takes the bag away from his face and sheepishly averts his eyes.
She went back to Bakersfield for a couple of days.
Huck looks up.
So this thing, safe to assume it's about money?
I got a day to clear it up.
Well, what's that old poker saying about a chip in a chair? If anyone could turn nothing into something, it's you, Huck. Trouble is, you always throw it away.
She turns out the light.
Night up.
In the casino. Huck, somewhat disheveled and in his leather bike jacket, walks steadily through the glitzy decor and turns into the poker area where Elsie is playing at a table. Elsie checks his cards, a jack and a ten of spades. He spots Huck.
I can almost predict these cards.
Here's our deal.
How much did you lose in this game last night?
I'll lose. I'll get the dice tail.
I'm out.
LC throws in his cards as Huck approaches. Huck stands beside his father, his back to the other players.
I have something you said you valued.
Huck holds out the ring in the palm of his hand. LC scoffs.
Buck and a half. Just like the pawn shop.
He lays the ring in front of LC, who ponders, then picks up chips to give him.
Five. Fair's fair.
Huck shoots an exasperated look at LC and hesitates. After a moment, Huck reluctantly takes the chips.
Thanks.
Huck walks away.
Huck?
Hands in trouser pockets, he turns back to LC.
Good skill.
He stares at LC for a long moment, then turns away. Huck sits at a table with his five chips stacked in front of him. He exchanges one chip for 20 chips of a lesser value. 27 years and nothing but failures and promises that I couldn't keep, oh Lord. Huck takes a few chips off the stack the dealer deftly hands him and looks round at the other players. One is smartly casual in jacket, shirt and shades, another is bearded and wears a woolen hat and shades. Huck studies the rest of the players. The dealer shuffles, cuts the cards and deals. Huck glances at a blonde player who eyes him as she toys with her stack of chips. The dealer deals a burn card, then three flop cards face up. Huck, who now has a lot more chips, bets and shoots a confident look at a player who considers the cards on the table. More chips are laid. Huck turns over his cards triumphantly and gathers up a mass of chips. A golden purple dawn sky. Huck rides along an empty road, his bike headlight glowing. In bright sunlight, the road cuts through hills of parched grass. Huck rounds a bend. He descends into an area of plains, passing a sign which reads Arvin 20, Bakersfield 47. Huck rides into a wide, leafy residential road of modest bungalows. He parks up in a path outside one of the bungalows and gets off his bike. Huck steps up onto the porch of the bungalow and hesitates before knocking on the screen door. Billy comes to the door. They exchange timid smiles through the mesh screen. She hesitates, then opens the door. Huck stands awkwardly.
Got a seat in the tournament.
You came all the way out here to tell me that?
Is there anyone I wanted to tell?
She remains impassive. Huck studies her seriously.
You were right not to cheat. I've been right about a lot. Hard answers. My telling people what they want to hear. Ever since I was a kid, I've always been able to talk my way out of things. But when I told you we had a chance of something special, I meant it. Just wanted you to know that.
Her face framed by lustrous dark hair. Billy lowers her eyes for a moment, then looks back at him stonily. Staring deeply into her eyes, Huck shakes his head incredulously. After a moment's consideration, he nods slowly and turns away, crestfallen. Billy watches him despondently as he walks back to his bike. She makes to speak, then stops.
We will high card for the button on table number 58. My
ace. The tournament director holds a mic.
The button starts in seat number 5.
Button starts here, boys.
All right, dealers.
Put the button at seat number 5. Dealers, make sure you're checking receipts and seat cards. Make sure everybody's at the correct table and seat. 2 minutes till we start the World Series of Poker main event.
Here at the featured table, the whole card cam is being used for the first time at the World Series of Poker. And even though no one will see what the camera sees until the tournament is broadcast months from now, the camera is getting mixed reviews from the players, two-time world champion LC Cheever. Your thoughts on the whole card cam?
I made a good living for a long time because people don't know how I play. I'd rather keep it that way.
And there you have it, like it or not, poker as a spectator sport is about to undergo an enormous change.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the World Series of Poker. Dealers, shuffle up and deal. Let's get those cards in the air.
Jack Benyon's father, Benny Benyon, started the World Series in 1970. Today, there are over 800 players. 5 days from now, the winner will receive $2.5 million, the richest individual prize in sports.
TV news crews film the scores of tables packed with poker players. Time passes. Huck, seated at a table, tosses chips into the pot.
We're down to 320 players. We're halfway through day number two.
A shaven-headed player with a pockmarked face averts his eyes from Huck's insistent gaze and fiddles edgily with a stack of chips. Another bet is laid. Huck, calm and poker-faced, strokes his chin and tosses four more chips into the pot.
Good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doyle Brunson has just been eliminated.
Huck and other poker players rise to applaud an elderly guy in a cowboy hat as he leaves the game. Huck spots a dark-haired guy.
Sam. You're out? This guy over there, he never played a live tournament in his life. And he beat me. I don't know if this makes me feel better or worse.
Huck slaps Sam on the back. Suzanne sits in front of a mirror at home, putting on lip liner. She watches Billy's reflection behind her as she unpacks and hangs up clothes.
So I hear Huck's doing really well in the tournament.
Good. That's nice.
Billy hangs up a blouse and smiles.
We're breaking another table. Only 135 players remain.
Huck joins Zumbro's table.
Dealers, please check all incoming player seat cards.
Look who's here.
Huck sets out his substantial supply of chips.
I managed to get my dress pressed after all.
Huck throws some chips into the pot. Zumbro eyes Huck's stack of chips. The dealer shuffles.
Heads up.
Four flop cards show a five of clubs, a seven of hearts, a jack of spades, and a two of diamonds. Zumbro lays down a few chips.
30,000.
Zumbro gives Huck a quietly challenging look. Huck considers and bets. Zumbro's expression darkens when Huck throws in more chips. The female dealer knocks on the table, deals a burn card, then the final flop card. It's a queen of hearts. Zumbro ponders briefly, then pushes all his chips forward.
All in.
Huck checks his hand by raising the corners of the two cards. He has a five and six of spades. The flop cards are five of clubs, seven of hearts, jack of spades, two of diamonds, and queen of hearts. Huck considers and looks across to Zumbro.
Do I really like these cards? Or is it just the irresistible lure of sending you home?
Zumbro, his expression darkly calm, shakes his head. Huck addresses the dealer, but Zumbro replies.
How much to call?
It's about 150. I mean, do you need an exact count?
Both men affect pleasant but false smiles. They lock eyes.
Call.
Zumbro turns his cards.
Ace, king, high.
Zumbro tenses his fist edgily. Huck turns his cards.
Pair of five's the winner.
Zumbro scrunches up his eyes, waggles his head, and taps his temple with his fist. The dealer passes all Zumbro's chips to Huck. Zumbro leaves the table. A fellow player.
Nice hand.
Michelle has aces and jacks, two pair, and wins the pot.
Roy arrives.
It's 3 a.m. We'll stay until we eliminate one more player. Then the final table will be set. The action is to Huck Cheever.
Huck, shielding his face down cards with his hands, lifts the corners. He has a pair of tens. Huck tosses chips on the table.
And Huck raises it to 40,000. And Frank folds. Jason re-raises to 100,000. Michelle folds. And LC folds. Chico folds. The action is to Kareem Kasai.
Kareem, a shaven-headed, mustachioed man, pushes all his chips forward.
All in.
Kareem Kasai is all in.
Yeah.
Josh is out. The action's to Huck Cheever.
Huck toys with a few chips as he and Kareem stare at each other. Roy joins the spectators at the table. Huck ponders a moment longer.
Huck Clock folds, and the action is back to Jason Keyes.
How much?
He's asked for a count.
I'm somewhat surprised at the play of Huck Cheever. He has the reputation of being a blaster. He's playing very patiently here.
The dealer counts the chips in the pot.
52 to call.
52,000 more.
Call.
And he's called.
Action's complete. Let's see.
Ace queen.
Green Kasai has ace queen. Jason Keyes, two kings. Oh, yes. Two kings versus ace queen. And the flop. It's a three and two queens.
Beautiful.
Kareem Kasai has made two queens.
Beautiful.
The life. The women, they love me.
Turn card coming up. Is a jack. Kareem Kasai looking to double up. One card left, and here it is. Is a king. A full house for Jason, and Kareem Kasai has been eliminated.
Estamos aquí. Gracias, muchacho.
Congratulations, everybody. That's it. We've reached our final table. Nice. See you in the morning.
Bye.
Now let's get some sleep.
As the other competitors embrace family and friends, Huck stands, a lonely figure, watching his father hug Isabel. Roy stands alone looking over at Huck. Huck turns away. Huck picks his keyring up off the table where each player's chips are still stacked. Huck glances at the scene, then walks out. Night. Huck lies stretched out on the sun lounger beside his empty swimming pool. In her shadowy room, Billy lies on her side in bed and stares into the darkness. Her well-shaped eyebrows frame her sad, pensive eyes. Huck stares out into the night. Billy is motionless, her eyes fixed ahead of her. Beside the pool, Huck sighs and turns his head to one side.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We've reached the final table of the World Series of Poker main event.
That's tournament director Gil Edwards about to introduce the players at the final table.
The poker table is lit, but the spectator area is dark.
And the players are, in seat number one, from Toronto, Canada, 680,000 in chips, Mr. Josh Cohen.
Josh waves to the crowd.
In seat number two, from Tucson, Arizona, 551,000 in chips, Jason Keyes.
Jason Keyes, the amateur internet player from Tucson, Arizona, playing in his first live tournament.
In seat number three, 664,000 in chips, from Detroit, Michigan, Frank Falando.
A retired owner of a tire dealership is living his life's dream.
In seat number four, from Las Vegas, Nevada, 790,000 in chips, Huck Cheever.
Huck smiles tightly and gives a little wave.
In seat five, from Houston, Texas, he's a former world champion, 420,000 in chips, Chico Bond.
Chico acknowledges the crowd.
In seat number six, also from Las Vegas, 1,344,000, Michelle Carson.
Michelle Carson, the second woman player in 33 years to make it to the final table.
She waves.
In seat number seven, with 753,000 in chips, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Ralph Kaczynski.
He's the pockmarked guy.
In seat number nine, from Monterey Park, California, 1,072,000 in chips, David Chen.
Yeah, David. There you go.
Chan clasps his hands and raises them triumphantly.
And our chip leader in seat number eight, most recently from the south of France, two-time world champion, 2,116,000, LC Cheever.
LC and Huck Cheever, the first time ever a father and son have competed against each other at the final table of the World Series.
The blinds are still 8 and 16,000, and the button will start in seat number four with Huck Cheever. Good luck, players. Shuffle up and deal.
Some of the contestants applaud, others shift in their seats and fiddle with chips. The dealer, in black waistcoat and white shirt, shuffles the cards around on the table. Ralph Kaczynski dons sunglasses.
The action will start with Ralph Kaczynski.
The dealer swiftly and expertly deals the cards face down towards each player.
Ralph folds.
Ralph flicks his two cards back to the dealer, face down. To his left, LC picks up chips.
LC raises to 50,000. David folds. Josh is out. Jason folds. Frank folds.
It's Huck's turn. He lifts the corners of his cards up to look, then bets.
Huck re-raises to 250,000.
Beside Huck, Chico laughs.
Chico folds. Shell folds. The action is back to LC Cheever.
You're trying to steamroll this kid?
Another 200,000 you can find out.
I know you're reckless, Huckleberry, but I also know you don't want to be the first to go out.
Huck stares at LC and toys with chips.
LC folds and Huck Cheever wins the first pot.
One game fades to another as time passes. A digital clock on a TV screen in the room reads 26:32. More rounds are played. Blonde 40-something Michelle, an elegant woman, adopts a nonchalant look as she plays. Chico's tanned face is drawn. Huck appears calm. The dealer distributes more cards.
The action is still early here at the final table, but Huck Cheever remains consistent. He's the only player refusing to show his cards to the whole card camera. Even Chico Bon and LC Cheever, two former world champions, have acquiesced in fact.
LC checks his cards, then lays his wife's wedding ring on them.
In the river is a five. Chico Bon wins the pot.
Amigo.
Josh Cohen is our ninth place finisher.
Josh leaves the table and goes to hug a woman over the rail, which separates the players from the spectators. The game progresses.
When I lay down at night, I don't get no sleep. So I turn on the radio.
David bets 250,000.
LC toys with his wife's wedding ring, then puts it on the end of his index finger. Huck's stock of chips is depleted. He stares challengingly across the table at David Chan.
In the river is a jack. Huck Cheever wins the pot. David Chan finishes in eighth place.
David and Huck shake hands before David leaves the table.
All in. Shell Carson is all in.
I call.
Frank calls.
Frank's all in.
Frank Belando finishes in seventh place.
Nice play.
Frank gives Jason his tiger charm.
How much does he have left?
Chico counts his chips.
270.
Raise. 400.
Ralph re-raises to 400,000. LC folds. The action's back to Chico Bon.
Call.
Chico's all in with two eights. Ralph Kaczynski has ace king. Two eights versus ace king. And the flop. Flop is a king, a seven, and a deuce. Two kings for Ralph Kaczynski, two eights for Chico Bon.
Unless the Spanish-speaking Vietnamese catches another eight, it's hasta la vista for Chico Bon.
And the turn. It's a three. Only an eight will save Chico Bon. And the river.
Chico kisses his medallion.
Is a jack.
Chico. Chico Bon, our sixth place finisher, takes home $200,000. Good luck,
huh? Chico, in a good-natured manner, shakes hands with all the players. Ralph ignores his proffered hand. Chico backs away and out of the game. Another game.
And the flop.
The dealer knocks on the table, then burns a card and deals three.
Queen, nine, six, all clubs. LC bets 200,000.
LC maintains a deadpan expression. Huck ponders.
Huck folds.
Michelle looks towards LC thoughtfully, then moves a stack forward.
Call.
Michelle calls.
The dealer gathers her chips in and puts them on a pile beside him. He deals the last flop card.
The turn card is a deuce of clubs.
You have to assume they both have flushes. The question is, who has the highest club in the hole?
LC checks.
Michelle bets two of her five stacks.
Michelle bets 400,000. LC calls.
LC's close-set eyes stare at Michelle challengingly.
And the river. Is an eight of clubs.
Michelle smiles smugly at LC.
LC checks.
Michelle's smile fades and she sits back to contemplate. Elsie's eyes bore into her. With a sigh, she moves forward her remaining stacks of chips.
I'm all in.
Michelle Carson is all in.
Michelle taps the edge of the table nervously.
Call.
Elsie calls. Michelle has a king of clubs for a king high flush.
Very nice.
But not nice enough.
He slides the cards from beneath the wedding ring and turns them. Seven and ten of clubs.
Jeez. A straight flush.
The flop card, 6, 9, and 8.
Elsie Cheever has eliminated Michelle Carson with a straight flush.
Michelle shakes her head and smiles, then applauds Elsie.
The last great flush at the final table in the World Series of Poker was 1994. There were none before that.
Michelle hugs Huck.
Get him. Go,
Michelle! Go! Nice one. And Michelle Carson, our fifth place finisher, wins $320,000.
Michelle and Elsie hug. She kisses him and leaves the arena, waving to the crowd. In the men's room, Huck bends over a sink and bathes his face with running water. Elsie enters and hangs up his jacket. Huck sees him in the mirror and turns off the tap.
Nice hand.
Yeah. She used to have the big hands to do it, though.
He bathes his eyes.
28 years ago, I was head-to-head with Doyle Brunson at the final table. He caught a 10 on the river for 3 tens. He won the tournament. It was his tie. 2 years later, I knocked Bobby Baldwin out with a pair of jacks. It was my tie. Be my last chance to win this thing again. Tournament's too big. Luck's too much of a factor now.
Why do you even care? You got nothing to prove. You've already won it twice.
Elsie combs his toupee.
Legacy. If I could win a third time, it'd be in the book, on the first page. One way or the other, we're making a kind of history here, you and me at the final table.
Elsie checks his moustache in the mirror.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
How do you look at it?
Well, you can call it what you like. What goes around comes around.
Elsie freezes, then turns to Huck.
It's a long time ago, Huckleberry. Your mother forgave me. Why can't you?
What makes you think she ever forgave you?
She told me so when she gave me back her wedding ring.
You stole the ring.
Elsie lowers his eyes.
That's right, I did. Hocked it, redeemed it, gave it back to her. She never wore it again. Before she died, she gave it back to me.
Elsie's eyes dart around. He shuffles and struggles to get his words out as if fighting his emotions.
I kept the ring because your mother's forgiveness meant a lot to me.
Elsie puts a hand to his chest and smiles tightly. Huck stares at him.
Then why'd you gamble with it? I want it from you, remember?
Because she's your mother.
Elsie turns away. An attendant enters.
Hey, Eddie. Welcome back.
Huck looks puzzled. Elsie hands cash to the attendant.
Hey. Thank you.
Taking his jacket, Elsie motions for Huck to follow him and leaves. Stunned, Huck remains.
He's the man.
Huck lowers his pensive gaze. Back in the tournament. Cards are dealt. Huck turns the ends of his cards up to look at them. He bets.
Huck raises to 90,000.
Next, it's Ralph, still in sunglasses. He has several stacks of chips.
Raise.
Ralph re-raises to 300,000. Elsie folds.
Elsie has many piles of chips. Next, it's bearded Jason, who wears a baseball cap.
Jason folds.
Huck, who's next, turns to his left. The seated audience behind watch.
Having fun, Ralph?
Ralph ignores him, his eyes on the table.
Huck folds, and Ralph wins the pot.
Another game. Jason bets. The time counter on the video screen behind him reads 22:28, then falls by the second.
Jason raises to 100,000.
Huck lifts his card slightly to check them. He has a 3 of hearts and a 3 of diamonds. He studies Jason for a moment, then makes his decision.
Huck calls.
Huck looks to Ralph.
and Ralph calls. Three players in the pot. In the flop, Jack 4-3, all different suits. Huck checks.
Ralph, a sour-faced man in a dark striped shirt, contemplates. He shifts chips around, then moves a couple of stacks forward.
Ralph bets 350,000.
Jason, who has a broad nose and thick features, considers. His arms are crossed in front of him on the table. He moves chips.
Jason calls.
Huck turns to check out Ralph's reaction. As ever, his face remains impassive behind his dark glasses. Elsie stares over at Huck, who ponders, then piles chips up, studying Jason as he does so. Jason stares straight ahead.
And Huck calls. The pot is now over $1 million.
The dealer gathers the chips to put them into the heap, which constitutes the pot.
And the turn.
One card is dealt.
Is the King of Hearts.
To go with the Jack 3 and 4 in the flop cards.
Huck checks.
I'm all in. 950.
Ralph Kaczynski is all in for 950,000.
All eyes turn to Jason, who shifts uneasily. He toys with his cards before making a decision.
Jason folds.
Huck turns to Ralph.
Call.
And Huck calls.
Ralph Kaczynski can't be feeling too good about this. In fact, he probably feels a little like a bear who's walked into a trap.
Ralph Kaczynski has kings and jacks, two pair. Huck has a set of threes.
Kaczynski needs a king or a jack, anything else, and Huck Cheever has knocked him out of this tournament.
And the river. And the river is a queen.
Yeah.
And Huck Cheever has won the pot.
The dealer pushes forward the three and the king and the queen from the flop cards. Ralph sits glumly in his seat as the dealer slides Ralph's chips over to Huck. Ralph, his mouth downturned, glances at Huck, then removes his shades.
Ralph Kaczynski wins 440,000 with his fourth place finish.
Ralph leaves the table.
Down to our final three.
Billy enters and sits with the spectators. Jason holds a supersized takeaway drink and sucks on the straw.
Yeah, that was smooth play, man.
Huck is first to act on the button.
The next hand is dealt to the remaining three players. Jason hunches over his cards to look at them. Huck watches him coolly, then turns to look at LC on his left. LC wears an inscrutable expression. Huck checks his cards, an ace of spades and an ace of hearts. Looking impassive, he puts the cards face down again. Huck lays his bet.
Huck calls 40,000.
LC's eyes narrow as he studies Huck. Elsie checks his cards and puts the wedding ring on top of them.
Elsie raises to 100,000.
Jason politely hands his cards to the dealer.
Jason folds.
The dealer collects Jason's chips. Huck gives Elsie a searching glance.
Just call.
Huck calls.
What do you mean, just call?
Take it any way you want. It's just a call.
Eyes narrowed, LC nods.
And the flop. Flop is 7-5 deuce, rainbow.
Seven of hearts, five of diamonds, and two of clubs.
Let's play for three.
LC makes it 300,000.
The young dealer dexterously assembles the chips LC tosses across the bay's table.
Raise. You're three. And three more.
Huck re-raises to 600,000.
Interesting raise, Huckleberry.
Huck stares at LC. Billy, in a simple patterned dress, sits in the audience behind Huck. LC inhales deeply, then exhales slowly. He considers, then moves forward two stacks of chips.
Just call.
Elsie calls.
Jason smiles. The dealer gathers Elsie's chips for the pot.
Turn. Turn is a deuce of spades.
Elsie gives a pensive sideways glance at the flop cards.
Another five to go.
Elsie bets 500,000.
Huck edgily rolls chips between his fingers. His dark, deep-set eyes flit nervously.
Call.
Huck calls. Pot is now over $2 million.
Now you smooth call. The book says if you're holding the bullets, now would be the time to go over the top. Go all in.
Huck's face remains blank.
The river? River's the eight of hearts.
Father and son lock eyes.
So here we are. Here we are. How much do you have?
About 650.
Huck checks the chips. Elsie's thin lips are clamped tightly together, his eyes narrowed. His right hand moves his cards with a ring on top back and forth as he mulls over the situation. He allows himself a little smile.
I think I have you, Uncle Barry. All in.
Elsie Cheever is all in.
Jason shakes his head. There's a gleam in Huck's eye.
If Huck calls, we'll double up or be out.
Call.
Huck calls.
Elsie turns over his cards.
Elsie has two kings.
The dealer pushes forward the pair of twos and the eight from the flop cards and sets them by Elsie's two kings. Huck, a slight smile playing on his lips, looks long and hard at Elsie. His penetrating gaze flits to the ring in front of Elsie's gnarled hands. Huck's expression softens and he looks back to Elsie. Father and son stare at each other, unblinking. Huck breathes deeply and lowers his eyes.
Kings. Nice hand.
They're good. Woo! Elsie Cheever wins the pot.
Huck throws his hand in face down. There's a flicker of puzzlement on Elsie's face, then he laughs. Huck rises and goes to shake his father's hand warmly. Elsie nods his thanks and smiles. In the audience, Billy smiles tenderly and gets up. Flashlights go off as Elsie turns and blows a kiss to Isabel.
Huck Cheever is our third place finisher, winning $650,000.
Huck waves. Huck turns to Elsie, who fixes him with a look of pride, then knocks on the table. Smiling gently, Huck approaches the table and knocks firmly. Father and son share a long and fond look. Huck turns on his heel and leaves, putting on his leather jacket as he goes.
This is it. We're down to the final two players for the World Championship. Elsie Cheever and our chip leader, Jason Keyes. Make way for the $2.5 million in cash.
Armed guards escort a suited man who carries in a cardboard box full of banknotes. He puts the box on the table. Huck stops.
I put you on Queens, right?
It's Roy.
Right, Queens.
Huck, a couple of words with you.
Knocked out by your own father. Kind of cold-blooded, huh?
LC re-raises to 620,000. Jason raises one more time.
Somebody who understands the game very well once said, poker's cruel. You can't have sympathy and win.
LC Cheever is all in.
Huck goes back to watch.
The action is to Jason Keyes. This could be it. Call. Jason Keyes calls. LC has ace king. Jason Keyes has ace queen of diamonds. Jason Keyes needs a queen and the river.
Jason gets up from his seat.
It's a queen!
Huck flinches.
Jason Keyes is a world champion of poker.
Jason punches the air. Huck looks on sadly as Jason and Elsie shake hands.
And Elsie Cheever, our runner-up, wins $1.3 million.
Huck strides past the gaming machines in the casino.
Huck! Hey!
Huck stops in his tracks and turns to face Elsie, who approaches him and looks him straight in the eye.
You had the bullets, didn't you?
Your kings were good.
You gave it to me.
Why? Let's just say I thought it was your time.
Well, you were wrong about that.
So where to now? Back to France?
Tunica, Atlantic City.
Tournaments?
Yeah. They found a couple of his old-timers down, comping the entrance fees. The game's being marketed now. They need celebrity gamblers. Like everything else, they want to pretend it's the way it used to be.
Huck smiles gently and looks away, shuffling awkwardly. LC points a finger at him.
Let's play.
Huck gawps.
Play, yeah. Right now, you and me, head to head. Come on.
Huck sighs.
Like the old days. It was both good.
LC slams a deck of cards on a drinks table.
Clear the air.
LC sits at the high table.
As far as I'm concerned, the air is clear.
Then you play better.
Huck hesitates. Hands on hips, Huck considers. He moves forward and sits on a stool at the small circular table.
Cut for deal. Angelina, we need some change over here.
Huck cuts a queen. LC cuts.
Gotcha. Pennies, nickels, and dimes.
There are still places where people like me can hang out.
Billy sings at Dino's. Huck enters.
With nothing at all in this old world to worry about.
She sees him and brightens.
They tore them all down yet and said every man for himself.
A smile creeps across her face.
Or polish them up until nothing worth keeping is left.
She goes to the bar.
Hi, Billy.
Hi, Dandy.
Huck is at the end of the bar. He stands as Billy approaches him. He looks down at her intensely. She stares up bashfully.
Can we talk?
Billy smiles.
Outside. I need some fresh air. So, how did the tournament go?
Win some, lose some.
Easy come, easy go?
Yeah, same old story.
And the money's just a way of keeping score?
Yeah. Except for my left pocket winnings.
They face each other.
The important money.
He reaches into his left pocket and produces a palmful of coins.
$4.37.
Pennies, nickels, and dimes. Like on the kitchen table.
She smiles up at him sweetly. Huck nods.
You got it.
You let your father win in the tournament, didn't you?
He's taken aback.
You were there.
She shrugs and smiles playfully. Huck moves closer and sighs.
Am I that easy to read?
When you know the tells.
Huck smiles, then moves his face towards hers. They share a lingering kiss on the lips, then draw back for a moment. Billy smiles up at him adoringly, and they kiss again. Green and red neon lights shine out behind the lovers as they stand kissing in the night. Billy wraps her arms around Huck's neck and he hugs her to him as they embrace. Their image fades to black. ITFC audio description by Helen Vasey was read by Rena Vale. Directed by Curtis Hanson. Screenplay by Eric Roth and Curtis Hanson. Story by Eric Roth. Produced by Denise DeNovi, Curtis Hanson, and Carol Fenelon. Executive producer Bruce Berman. Director of photography Peter Deming, ASC. Production designer Clay A. Griffith. Film editors Craig Kitson, William Kerr. Music supervisor Carol Fenelon. Composer Christopher Young. Costume designer Michael Kaplan. Co-producer Mary Jo Winkler Iafreda. Casting Marley Finn, CSA. Unit Production Manager Kathleen Courtney, First Assistant Director Casey Colwell, Second Assistant Director Paula Case. Cast: Pawnbroker, Phyllis Somerville, Huck Cheever, Eric Banner, Ready Eddie, Horatio Sands, Billy Offer, Drew Barrymore, Billy's Admirer, Joey Kern, Suzanne Offer, Deborah Messing, Ginger, Delaine Yates, Gary, Michael Shannon Jenkins, Elsie Cheever, Robert Duvall. Roy DeRucker, Charles Martin Smith, Telephone Jack, Robert Downey Jr., Lester Severia Guerra, Bobby Basketball, Danny Hock, Chinese Restaurant Waiter, Kenny Cao, Chico Ban, Kelvin Han Yi, Room Service Waiter, Jack Younger, Roy's Guys, Tracy Howe, Sonny Thurovich. With money and a purse. Bellagio, lounge singer Madeline Peru, Michelle Carson, Gene Smart, Big Buckle Iverson, Hans Howes, Tommy the Poker Host, Bradford English, Card Grabber, Omar Benson Miller, Filipino Player, Ed Refuerzo, Cocktail Waitress at First Table, Elizabeth Granley, Cowboy, Spencer Connor, Poker Room Cashier, Yetta Gottesman, Sam Farah, himself, Chow Giang, himself, Barry Greenstein, himself, Jason Lester, himself, Ted Forrest, himself, Min Lee, himself, John Murphy, himself, Eric Lindgren, himself, Daniel Negreanu, himself, Russian player Alex Kuznetsov, dealers Dara Kai, Patem Maresca, Joe Witherell, Sheila Hansen, Daruni Doa Hale, Lisa Glossop, Danny Sanchez, Binion's Poker Room, The Poker Date, Old Man Sam O'Connor, Man in Cowboy Hat, Pat Callahan, Woman with Straight, Tina Schaefer, Cocktail Waitress, Crystal Simanek, Poker Room Host, Robbie Bostick, Isabel L.C.'s Friend, Olivia Tracy, dealers Gay Birch, James Williams. Binion's Poker Room Satellite Tournament, Satellite Cashier Bill McKinney, Shannon Kincaid, Jennifer Harmon, Ray Zumbro, Michael Shannon, Tournament Official Mark Tumchishan, Elderly Dealer Norris Watsky. World Series of Poker, TV Commentator Sean Parr, Tournament Director Matt Savage, Elderly Female Player Francine Beers, Young Female Player Lassa Howard, Kareem Kasai, Richard Assad, Jason Keyes, Evan Jones, Ralph Kaczynski, John Hennigan, Josh Cohen, David Oppenheim, Frank Belando, Bill May, David Chen, Lingzhu Osebio. This motion picture copyright 2007 Lonely Film Productions. Story and screenplay copyright 2007 Warner Brothers Entertainment Inc., US, Canada, Bahamas and Bermuda. Copyright Village Roadshow Films BVI Limited, all other territories. Original score copyright 2007 Warner Barham LLC. Lucky you. Lester leaves the men's room. Eddie spots him.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Guess what, buddy? You just lost $20,000.
30 days. It's a month. You lose.
Hate to tell you this. There's 31 days in May.
Lester stares at him blankly.
Oh. Well, how many days in August?
August?
Yeah.
30, I think.
Double or nothing says there's 31.
Bet.
Yo, buddy.
The scene cuts, in association with Lonely Film Productions. The Warner Brothers Shield, a Time Warner company.